RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
You've got questions. Melanie's got answers. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
Actor Robert De Niro is the latest celebrity to say he thinks vaccines might cause autism. He says you have to find the truth on vaccines, but you know what? The experts already did. Study after study after study, scientist after scientist, pediatrician after pediatrician has said that vaccines are safe and that the schedule is set up for a reason and the way that it is. You know I'm pretty passionate about this anti-vaxxer debate. I don't understand why it's so polarized. It seems that it is along party lines, but maybe I'm wrong about that. I'm sure there are some Democrats that are opposed to vaccines. They are just not informed if they are, because the fact of the matter is scientists have debunked so many times every single assertion that Robert De Niro is making. They've been made and knocked down so many times in the past 20 years, but a small but highly vocal group of vaccines critics keep raising them. The doctor that originally raised him was disbarred. He had his medical license taken away from him. He lied. He admitted he lied. So this is what gets me about this vaccine debate. This man made something up, then admitted that he made it up, and people are still talking about it 20 years later. They're putting this link between autism and vaccines. And the fact is that it's proving more and more that it's not the vaccines. We have better diagnostic tools for autism. We can find it earlier. There's early intervention. And, you know, just study after study is showing that these vaccines are safe. And the fact is that these vaccines have saved us, unlike some third world, very poor countries, from polio and smallpox and tuberculosis and diphtheria and tetanus and measles and mumps and chickenpox. And God, these disease, measles kills more people around the world than many diseases. And the fact is that it's a nasty disease and we have a vaccine for it. So I don't understand. And now Robert De Niro is coming out saying, because he made this movie called Vaxxed, from cover up to conspiracy, but then they pulled the controversial film from the Tribeca Film Festival. So yay, I'm glad they pulled it. And he's regretting that now, and he's going on the talk show circuit. But if you have questions, ask your pediatrician. We do a show here with the American Academy of Pediatrics every week. Talk to one of them, listen to our shows, and stay well.